Is there anything that is coming soon, maybe even in the next year or two, that you've never really shared with anybody that you could reveal to me right now?
There is. Is this going to actually make it on the podcast? Because I could reveal something.
Yeah, this is like, it would be there, so people would know.
Yeah. Oh, there is some good stuff.
Oh, dang.
Man, what do I want to share, though? I will share that...
What's up, everybody? Joshua Thomas Gray here with another episode of We Are Human. Today, we're going to be hanging out virtually over the interwebs as we're quarantined with all the craziness that's happening. But I think we're all a little pent up, and I'm just like, I need to talk to somebody. So today, I hit up Talon, and he's like, yo, let's do this right now. So, Talon, thank you so much, man. How about
yeah, man.
If you would give a little introduction of who you are and kind of what you do?
My name's Talon Sy. I make YouTube videos full-time now for the past year and a half. I've made videos my whole life, but my main channel that I'm working on now has been about 4 years in the making. Met Josh a little over a year ago.
Yeah,
it seems like way longer than that I've known you.
I know.
We filmed a really cool series for this company called Trayvax, and we've been friends ever since. So, yeah, you hit me up and we're like, "Hey, you should do a podcast sometime." And I said, "Let's do it right now."
Literally, this was like 5 minutes ago. We just hopped on a phone call, set this all up, and here we are.
Yeah, hopefully it's working out.
Heck yeah. Dude, so typically I like to kind of like go through and hear somebody's like full story, but I kind of feel like doing a little bit of a shorter version of this just to not have this drag on for an hour or so. But at the same time, maybe give us a little bit of a recap of your life, but it doesn't have to go super in detail up to the point of where you've gotten to right now.
Okay. From like childhood, you want to know all of that?
Yeah, but it doesn't have to go super detailed, because I'd actually rather get to the point where you're at now in life, and like the big road trip that you were on, and how now obviously you're sitting at your home, so with everything that's going on. But yeah, just to get a little bit of context of like where you grew up, what that was like, and a lot of the times those background stories kind of gives a lot of context to like why people do what they do now.
Right. So, I mean, I grew up pretty average childhood. Went through my parents being divorced, which made me move around a little bit, but I went through middle school, then high school, like normal. I went to Penn State University and graduated with 2 degrees after that in 2014. And then for 5 years after college, I was working in the IT world. So I was an IT consultant traveling around, and my life was sort of crazy. I would move to a new city every like 6 months or so. And it's just like the rat race. I'm working 9 to 5. I'm doing all this crazy stuff in a multinational Fortune 500, Fortune 200, I think, IT consulting firm. There's like 300,000 employees, and I just went from like 0 to 100 really quick, and I liked it for the most part. I mean, I got to travel around and see a lot of cool stuff and meet people, and that sort of like started to form my urge for traveling and seeing more, because I grew up in a really small town in Pennsylvania and I didn't travel a whole lot growing up. So I enjoyed all of that stuff with the IT job. However, I've always made videos too. I was always a kid carrying around a video camera, filming things from like as young as I can remember. I started uploading to YouTube in high school sometime. I would do like instrument covers. I did drum covers, guitar covers, and also skiing. I stopped playing structured sports and I became a professional ski boarder, which that's a whole nother story. But I made videos quite a bit starting in, I don't know, 2008, 2010, something like that. And I started a new channel on YouTube once I was in my IT job. So I was traveling a ton and I was like, man, my life's kind of interesting. I watch so much content online right now. Why don't I just like do this myself? I never went into it thinking like this could be a career, like you can make money doing this. It was just like something I was like, I like making videos, so I'm just going to do this. I think it's fun to put my life out there and communicate with friends and family who I don't get to see very often. So my channel started. It was me and my friends watching, my family watching, and little by little, it grew. And very long story short, the snowball effect turned it into what it is now. I'm up to 446,000 subscribers on my channel.
Is that a counter back there? A live counter?
Yeah, you can't really see it in the video, but there's a counter sitting back there. So
dude, yes.
It'll like tick and tick as people subscribe.
That's awesome.
So it just turned into this big thing now. It got to a point where I was making money from it, and I was able to leave my corporate job to pursue doing whatever I wanted, really, full time. Like,
yeah,
a lot of people look at YouTubers and other people who make media online and make that their full-time job, and it looks all glamorous and everything, which, I mean, it's pretty cool. Like, what we do, I know you do something along the same lines. Like, it's really cool what we do. However, it's a ton of work. Like, I work more now than I ever did working in IT, but it's work that I truly love. And like on the surface, which is what most people see, it's just straight up fun. Like I get to do some of the coolest stuff. I get to travel a lot and kind of do whatever. Luckily during this time, I can still do things like this, which is work. Like I was just filming videos today and editing photos, and that's what I do now. And I love it. It's great.
Yeah, dude. Oh man, there's so many ways we could go with this, because we could talk about what companies could be doing right now with working, as companies can't really traditionally be working, and how they could be shipping products to people like yourself, where you could be the front lines store basically, because their doors are shut down right now. But I don't totally want to go into that. Plus that was self-explanatory. There, I told you that's what you should be doing if you're a company. Next thing.
Yeah, for real.
Dude, I'd love to talk about like the idea of how you started just making videos just because you love making videos and never had the intention of like where you're at now. And what was like, was there one video or was there a moment where you were just like, holy frick, like this is a thing and there's a lot of people. When did you feel like you had the attention of a lot of people?
I felt like I had the attention of a lot of people. I remember it was around October. So I'm trying to think. I started my channel in February, March, April, May, June, July. So it was probably like about 6 months after I started my channel, and it was growing like a very tiny bit outside of my friend group and my family group. And I'm like posting on my personal Facebook. I'm like, guys, go watch my videos and like check out what I'm doing. And it was cool, but it, like that's how you start. That's how anyone starts. You got to get the people close to you involved. And it started growing outside of that. I think it was like just before Halloween, I hit 500 subscribers. And obviously not a huge number, but I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like that's something. That's more than just my normal like friends and family audience. And then the next milestone was like 1,000, and that came even quicker than the 500. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. And then I believe it was just before, I don't know if it was 2 years or the first year into it, I was coming up on one of the milestones. It was either 1 year or 2 years. And no, it had to be 1 year. I hit 10,000 subscribers as I was flying out to California for some skiing videos and stuff like that. And I remember I was like mid-flight when I hit that milestone, which was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things where like 10,000 was a huge deal to me. And I had a party with my friends and we like all hung out, and I like opened packages that people sent into my public PO box. And that milestone was so huge to me. Like, I mean, it still is. Like 10,000 is really cool because it's more people than the average person just knows, like in their entire life. So that was like the really big one to me. And then everything after that was just sort of surreal. Next thing, I hit 50,000 and I had a party for that. Another really big one was 100,000 subscribers on my main channel, because I got my YouTube play button, which you probably can't really see back there, but that was like a big milestone too. Now everything after that, it's not that exciting, which is kind of weird to say, but it's just like one of those things. Super appreciative of everything and everyone who joins. But my next big milestone is of course 500,000, because 500,000 right. is like, I like the big even numbers, and like that, yeah. that's going to be huge. So that's halfway to the next milestone, which will be 1,000,000 when I get another play button.
Right. And it's insane how, like what you were talking about, the snowball effect, like how hard and how much work you have to put in to get the first 500 compared yeah. to once you hit 500,000, you're 500,000 to 1,000,000. Wouldn't you say is probably going to be quicker and less work than your 500? Oh, maybe. Yeah. I mean, maybe, but most of the time.
I wonder, I'm going to grab my computer quick. I think I actually have these analytics written out, so
so awesome. Dude, yeah, like, thing...
Okay, I do, yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited
for this. The first year from when I posted my first ever video, I hit 8,180 subscribers. In 1 year of consistent uploads, at least one video a week, and that's pretty impressive, actually, if you think yeah. about it, like... That's I was doing impressive. Sort of review videos that people were finding, and I went from absolutely nothing to 8,000 in the first year, which was great, like super humbling. I'm like, this is an audience now. By year two, I was at 153,000 by the second year.
Dude, that so jump like is there, massive.
Yeah, so there, obviously, something like I had a video or two go viral, and it... like I was like, whoa. And then that the numbers start to lose their luster after that point. Like I said, like 100,000 was awesome. I was so stoked. And now I'm still super appreciative of it, but it was like the starting out, the grind and the hustle and getting it going that really made me want to chase after it even more.
Right. Once you got to that point though, do the numbers not become as relevant because you actually have a base of people now who you can be with? And it actually is a sustainable number. So everything beyond this is now just bonus. Like once you get to a point, you no longer have to be like thinking or being like, oh man, how can I, you know, keep growing this? Because essentially, even if it didn't grow beyond that, you do still have a viable audience.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of, like you said, it like turns into kind of extra, like an added bonus. I think a lot of people who do what I do get lost after they do grow a decent sized audience, say anything past 10,000, because people feed into what their audience wants to see a little bit too much. And this is just my opinion.
I agree.
But after doing what I've done, I found that I started making content because I knew it was popular and I knew it worked. After doing that for so long, I found myself not enjoying it as much. And I was like, why am I doing this? The numbers don't really matter all that much to me. Skiing videos, for an example. Till today, like I was in California for the same trip that I do every year a couple months ago. And I have my channel, I was probably at 430,000 or something at the time. I posted 3 videos a week for like 2 weeks straight of all skiing because I love making skiing videos. And with that channel size, the views that the videos were getting were like maybe a max of like 10,000 views and as low as like 3,000 views. So only 3,000 people out of an audience that big yeah. chose to watch it. And a lot of people are like, we'll see that. And they're like, oh, that channel's dead. And right. that, like, that'll get in people's head.
Yeah.
I can see through that now, and I love making those videos, and I'm going to continue to do it. I'm still going to do some of the stuff that people are, like, requesting and wanting to see, but if you don't stick to why you love doing it in the first place, regardless of viewership, then you're going to get burnt out really quickly, and you're not going to enjoy what you're doing anymore.
100%. So, I'd actually love to dive into something that I'll give you some praise here. I think you do a really amazing job of, and you are just such a like even keel person. Like, your personality is just chill. You're even keel. Like, things don't seem to, like, shock you into becoming reactive. And I think that's tribute to what you just said. The advice that you just gave is true to even just how your personality is, where a lot of people aren't that way. And then they gain massive success quickly and start reacting instead of just being chill and realizing, like, I didn't get into this to, like, only do that thing. You see a lot of people, like what you're talking, like getting burnt out and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of that, I think, is exactly what you're talking about. It's coming from just basically being lost and not knowing who you are and why you do it, because you're catering to so many people and you're doing what they want, and you kind of lose and forget the beginnings of why you started doing it in the first place. But it's also like what I love about your story and your channel is, like, although yes, you had some videos that went viral for sure, like in the millions of views, but at the same time, there was no, like, external person that came in and, like, boosted you, or, like, you know, like, you were showing up and you were making the videos consistently, even when nobody was there. And you just never stopped for, like, it's been, what, 5 years?
Just past 4 years, actually.
4 years.
So, yeah, four years in February. That's one of those things, like, people ask me for advice for doing this, and the advice applies to literally anything. Like, in my sense of videos, if you're consistent and you're posting at minimum one video a week, you're gonna see some sort of return from that. Like, I just saw something on TikTok, actually. I see your videos on TikTok all the time. It was a Steve Jobs interview, and he was talking about how society puts up these rules, and they want you to live inside of these rules. You're going to go to your job, and you're going to live comfortably, and, like, that's how things are done. However, if you realize that you can do something else, and if you, like, put enough into that thing outside of the societal norm, there's going to be some sort of outcome on the other side, whether it's positive or negative. Like, if you put effort into something, you're going to get some sort of result, whether it's something that you're looking for or not. You could apply it to working out. If you want to start being healthier, go to the gym, or even walk around the block. Like, do something more than what you're doing now. Yep. And something will change eventually. So,
dude, yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with that, but
that actually, like, reminds me, the other day I hit you up because you wrote that little quote, and I was like, is this a Talent Sai original? And you're like, well, I mean, obviously other people say this, but the way that you worded it just, like, really resonated with me. Do you remember it? Would you be able to say it better than myself?
It's super relevant now. Like, I posted that before any of this stuff that's going on now has become a thing, but I basically said, don't take your work life so seriously, because if you died today, your employer is going to be hiring tomorrow. Like, everyone is replaceable, and you're seeing it right now. So many people being laid off. Granted, it's sort of different circumstances, but people just put blood, sweat, and tears into their work, which is fine and all if you're okay with that type of lifestyle. But, like, I feel like so many people would be way happier if they did stuff on their own terms, which is super reasonable, and it's not hard to do. You just have to do it. Like, find an hour out of the day to post on Instagram. If you're into photography, take nice photos, edit them, do your normal work. It doesn't take that long to do something like that, and be consistent with it. Eventually, more people are going to notice that, and maybe your Instagram grows to a substantial amount. You got a big audience now. Now maybe people are reaching out to your business email that you tagged on there, and they're looking for you to take photos of their products, or to go shoot their wedding or their kid's graduation. Like, you can turn things like that into a business so easily with the internet nowadays, and people don't leverage it the way I feel like they should. Instead, they sort of sit back and sort of go, woe is me.
Right. But, But even on a, like, just the concept, like when I read that, I was just like, oh my gosh, dude, that's like really resonated with me because, like, when I worked for a company and I was putting my heart and soul into this company, I mean, it got to the point where, like, yeah, they could have fired me or I could have died. And they would have literally just had, and it's not like a morbid thing or like they're trying to be jerks or something. That's just the
No,
reality. That's somebody
it's a
else's
literal
dream.
thing.
Yeah, it's a literal thing. It's
It's a
just the
literal thing.
fact.
Like, they will post it tomorrow. They
Yes.
will post you the job that you were just working
Right.
for 5 years tomorrow.
Exactly.
It's just how it
Because
goes.
they have to. And then I was thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, dude, for my company, like with Anthro, and not that I want this forever. At some point, I would love it to grow into a mature company where if I died, it could live on. But in the infancy of a company that you're creating, if I died, it all dies. Like it is part of me. Like this thing that I'm creating from nothing is like it only exists because of me. And so coming just from a sense of purpose for humans, it might be that you could work for somebody else. And you feel incredibly fulfilled purpose-wise, and there really isn't another thing that you could do on your own that would fulfill that the purpose of why you do something. But to break it down to like that quote that you said, it puts it into so much perspective for a person if you can answer that question, like if do you feel good about if you died that they're going to hire somebody tomorrow to replace you? And if the answer is no, then you should probably start putting in a plan on how you're going to exit that job and start pursuing something on your own. Just literally from a basis of, as a human, like we need to have some sort of purpose. Otherwise, at the end of your life, you're gonna just be like, well, that was such a waste. It's so much time that we put onto something. And so it would be worth making, even if it's less money. But then the crazy thing is, most likely you'll make more money long term. Like what we're talking about too is a very long term thing, which again is great to pin it against purpose, like how you do what you love, and you were doing it before you even thought you could make money doing it. So there's obviously a passion attached to what you do. And that can change and morph as you go on and things will happen. But at the same time, like long term, the health and growth of that can just, especially in this time and age, it can just be limitless. That's what's insane.
Yeah, and like I never made that Instagram post. Like, it was pretty lengthy. I went into detail on that. I didn't make that like saying, hey, quit your job,
Right.
because some people are comfortable with doing what they're doing and it fulfills them, and that's great. However, I had a ton of direct messages that day of people going, saying something as simple as like, man, that hit me really hard. Because like a lot of people never really had that thought process. And I thought about it a lot because I went through it internally when I knew I wanted to quit my job. But yeah, a lot of people, it sort of woke them up and they're like, yeah, like why am I doing this? Just to get a paycheck to buy stuff that I don't need to impress people that I don't even really like? Like, it's
Yep.
that system that everyone falls into. The thing is with the internet too, like no matter what your passion is, there is going to be a way to monetize it. Say you are a guitar player. I play guitar, not that great at it, but say you're phenomenal at it. If you don't leverage social media and even like your own personal website, you are light years behind. Because in today's day and age, especially right now, like now that people are sort of quarantined and at home, my viewership, my subscribers, like everything is going up. And I'm not saying that as like, oh, I can make so much more money now, but that's like the byproduct of doing stuff like this. If you are a guitar player, film yourself like giving a lesson, something really simple, 60 seconds, put it on TikTok, put it on Instagram. Eventually, that stuff is going to have a really cool byproduct, which eventually would be money. It'll be people reaching out to you for sponsored deals, and maybe Jackson wants to send you a guitar to post on your Instagram. It doesn't happen overnight, but if it's something that you're already doing anyway, learn how to run a camera because media is super important. Create a podcast, like I don't want to sit here and sound like super inspirational. I sound like Gary Vee right now.
I know, right?
But it's
make
like,
some
it's
content
so true,
right
dude.
Now.
Yeah, just minus all of the swearing. But it's like, it blows my mind that people don't do that. Like, if you have a really cool product that you're making, maybe you're at home, like, stitching up mittens or something. Like, you got to have social media to sell that stuff.
Right.
Send them to people to put on their Instagram. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel biased, I guess, because this is what I do. But, like, I feel like so many more people would have a greater reach if they knew how to do things like run a camera, which I'm all self-taught.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're probably self-taught too, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. I dropped out
and
of high school.
And you're running, like, crazy camera equipment and, like, it looks so good. It's not hard to learn with all of the resources that we have out there.
The cameras are getting so much easier. Dude, like, we're both shooting on a Canon R that has super amazing autofocus. Like, that's never existed before. So for film people, like, not having to learn how to pull focus or get remote controlling focus pullers and, like, there's becoming very little excuses to not know. Plus, just even on a basis, like, phones shoot good enough video that you can be creating good content on phones
for sure.
And like, they're just gonna get better.
I'm gonna do
and better
a live stream. I'm doing a live stream tomorrow. Previously I was doing it on my laptop webcam, and earlier I ran a test. So I was like, I'm just gonna try this on my cell phone because I can move it around easier and it's gonna be a long live stream, and it looks 10 times better than my $3,000 MacBook. I'm like, wow, why didn't I do this like from the beginning? So yeah, dude, cell phones are super important tools. Like, I work so much from my phone that it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's only going to be more relevant as time goes on too.
It's going to, people always feel like, oh, we missed the boat. It's too late. And they're typically very wrong. Like, you're not at all too late. People go based off of feeling so much. They're like, oh, everybody has a podcast. And I'm like, really? Everybody? Name five of your friends that have a podcast.
Right.
And then they're like, and they can name like one or two. And I'm like, so everybody. And then think about everyone on the planet who has access to the internet and speaks English. And they're like, oh. And it's like, okay.
And think about the 1 to 2 billion people who are in developing countries that are going to have access to the internet and are getting access to the internet every single day.
Yeah.
Like, if you think that the market is oversaturated, your focus is too narrow and you're probably not doing something original enough.
Exactly.
So when people know me on a personal level like that, it just makes it more relatable for them. They'll take what I'm saying to heart because they know so much about me. It's like talking to a friend. So, I mean, related to today's topic, like, all these celebrities and everyone is like, stay home, as they're in their million-dollar mansions and stuff like that.
Yep.
I, of course, like, they're doing it for a good reason, and I'm going to say the same thing, like, stay home. But when I say that, people will take that more to heart because they're taking it from me, who seems more like a friend to them because I'm more Absolutely. Relatable than like an A-list celebrity.
Yep.
Yeah.
The ramifications of what's happening right now with people like you is never before in human history has a large amount of people spent so much time. It's actually a time thing. Like, you spend lots of time with mass amounts of people, and it's not a scripted reality TV show. It's not, there's no producers, there's no people at any level. It's all just you. So that's never existed before. So if, you know, like a basketball player says, hey, buy my shoe, before this existed, that was like the most credible thing, because you'd watch that person all the time. You'd listen to every interview that they did on TV. You do everything you could with that person, so you felt kind of like you knew them. But the difference being, if you don't buy their shoe, they're still getting paid millions of dollars to play sports. Like,
yeah,
where the difference with people like you and YouTubers, Instagrammers, if they say, hey, buy this product, if they're like being at all slimy or schemey about it, their audience will dump them and then there's game over. That's it. They only have their people. So it creates a platform where the people have to be like, my theory is that they need to be true to who they are personally, and then they need to only extend what they would actually tell a friend. Because if they don't, their friends will leave them. It's just a matter of time before their friends are like, okay, so-and-so is just like full of crap all the time and is always trying to just sell me stuff to get money. And it's actually not at all like what he says. That's never existed before. There was only a few people who spent as much time, like radio show hosts who had like daily radio and like TV shows that were daily shows where it's like, this person is themselves and they are on the air for an hour every single day. But even that is so highly produced and like, it still feels fake. And now, dude, being like seeing Jimmy Fallon becoming a YouTuber.
Because he has to.
Yeah, and it's not produced. It's not, and everybody's just like in love with it. It's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, wow, you're like a normal person. And like his daughter's just like climbing all over him. And like all the parents are like, oh my gosh, it's no different. Like it's exactly the same for everybody. And it's only
the same thing
deepening the relationship with his audience.
The same thing with John, what's his name? Krasinski? Jim from The Office?
Oh yeah, dude. I just watched that last night.
It was like a 5-minute video of him and so good. Michael Carell. Scott.
Yeah.
Steve Carell.
Yeah.
And they just talked about life. Like, hey man, how's it going? We just passed 15 years of The Office. Like, it was great. And the internet loved it because, dude, like, everyone has to be real now. Like, which granted, like, those are two very likable people from many different places. Jimmy Fallon, though, he kind of gathers quite a bit of hate from a lot of people. Just, I don't know why, really. But yeah, like people love seeing that like raw, it's really reality TV, the way reality TV should have been from the beginning before it became like what it is now. Everyone thinks of reality TV now and they're like, no way would I watch that stuff. It's all garbage, which I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah. It's super, that kinda, super interesting.
That whole thing makes me kind of think like what you said earlier, how it's like, if you were gone tomorrow, Anthro would be like no longer. I wonder what would happen like if I was in that position. If for some reason I die or whatever, if I just couldn't upload to social media at all anymore, no tweets, no Instagram, no TikToks, and no videos on YouTube, like I wonder what people would think. It's like, it's not going to make headlines like, oh, YouTuber dies in a plane wreck or whatever. So it's like, eventually people would probably find out. But I wonder, obviously my videos are still going to get views. They're on the internet forever. But I wonder like what kind of impact I actually would have left on people.
Yeah, that's kinda, the thing. It's like
kind of morbid to think about, but like it's interesting too, because I want to know. But we'll never know until we're gone.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, like, if you keep living, the thing, like, actually that I would love to jump into is this, the concept of being yourself. Like, the best advice people give people, like, hey, I'm going for a job interview, or hey, I'm, like, gonna go on a blind date with this person, and your best friend tells you, well, just be yourself. As if just be yourself is easy. If everybody would just be themselves, then there would actually, everything would function significantly better. But like literally nobody or very few people are truly living out who they are as themselves. But what people like yourself are doing, you're really just being yourself. And so that resonates with people who then tell other people and it just starts growing and growing and growing because so many people are resonating and it's inspiring to other people to see somebody functioning as themselves. And so you're at the point where it's like, I mean, yeah, if you like died, there is legacy there. Not probably that much, where like not much time would have to pass before it's just like pretty much goes dormant. other than people still finding your videos on the internet for some time, which would be, we don't know, because that's never existed before. But like, that part's interesting. However, it's more about the time right now and the lives that you're changing. Dude, you have no idea how many people's lives you've inspired who've just never reached out to you because they're like, he has so many people reaching out to him all the time. And so they don't even tell you how much you completely changed their life. And sometimes it's things that you don't even think are a big deal. It's like they were going through just like a really hard time in their life and then lost their job and then they went through a divorce, and just watching your videos for some reason just gave them hope and like kept them getting up and going. But they never like reached out to you and told you that, and now their life is on a totally different trajectory. And it's like, when you have a reach like you do, there are actual human beings that you've done that for that you might never know about, which is
it's
so crazy.
Like, the bigger my audience gets on all different platforms, I definitely get more of those messages. And if it's like very sincere like that, I try to reply to all of them. Of course, I get people who only really watch my stuff for like product reviews, which is fine. But that stuff doesn't hold as much weight as like, if someone's like, hey man, I watch all your videos. I bought so much stuff because of you. I got wallets and knives and whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, man. Like, I'm glad you like my recommendations, and that's great. However, the people who watch all of my other content, like my travel videos and stuff like that, they're like, hey man, like, I've been getting them a lot recently. I just posted a video yesterday, and all I had to say was like, hey guys, leave a positive comment down below. I did it like with a giveaway type of thing, and I read through some of the comments and it was awesome. Like, it sucks that I have to tell people to leave positivity in the comment section, but when you do, it's great.
Yeah.
So in the past couple of days, I've been getting a lot of people reaching out like, hey man, like, this time really sucks for me because I lost my job or whatever the situation may be. I'm stuck at home now, and your videos mean a lot to me because it gives me sort of like a 10-20 minute break from reality for a little bit. And like, that stuff means a lot to me. And I try to reply to people like that. But yeah, like you said, I can't really grasp the full concept of it all, because there's a lot of DMs that kind of go unread because there's just a lot of them. And because of that, people know that, and they're not even reaching out. Like, maybe I have helped way more people, and I'm sure I have helped more people through some situation than I can actually think of, but I'll never know because it's hard to keep up with all of that stuff.
Yeah. That'd be a great opportunity if you are following Talon and you happen to be watching this podcast, you should leave a comment below if he has impacted your life, because I hear it all the time. Even the really big YouTubers, they say like, I read all the comments. It's just that they can't reply to all of them. But it's like, don't not reach out if you have something positive to say to somebody that you follow. I never used to reach out to anybody ever. And then I realized, as I started creating content, and when someone would DM me, I'm just like, oh my gosh, that is like life. Because I'm putting so much work and so much like intentional thought into creating something. And then sometimes it's just like, especially because I'm new and starting out, so I don't have a big audience, like, it's just to what feels like silence. And even just one person saying like, hey, like, that's just like really moving and inspirational. And I'm just like, oh gosh, thank you. Like, that alone makes it worth all the work for the next video that I'm going to do.
I think that's one thing that sort of inspired me to keep going too with the video, like making videos. When I used to say this all the time, but when I'm working 9 to 5 at an IT job, I was doing what I was told and making things good for our clients that we had, and it was not fulfilling at all because it was expected out of you.
Right.
And if you did your job correctly, everything was fine. You would occasionally get a, hey, thanks for doing that, but 9 times out of 10, it was just expected, and it would just be like, okay, here's the next thing. But in video creation, like you said, whether it's a DM or just a comment on a video, I get that sort of instant feedback of people saying, hey, great video, and this and that. And it's like, just every little comment, every little DM and message, whether I have time to reply or not. Like you said, I do read pretty much everything. A lot of times I can't respond to everything because, I mean, it takes a lot of time to respond to everyone. Right. But I do read pretty much everything. And that stuff is so fulfilling because you feel appreciated.
Exactly.
Whether it's just like, hey, cool video, or if it's like a long typed out paragraph of you helping someone through a bad time, it's really fulfilling for sure.
Yeah. Dude, okay. I said I'd try to make this a shorter one, but we're going to be up to an hour here very shortly. And there's
we're
still
at,
so...
We're at 45 minutes.
Yeah, like almost 45 minutes. 40 minutes, probably. But...
I can talk about one more thing that I know I wanted to talk about.
Let's do it.
Is there something... All right, I'll go first. So, this sounds kind of crazy, but when I flew out to Washington and I met you and we were filming that series with Trayvax, that was another like really big turning point for me because of everything that we were talking about in that series that we filmed. It's sort of a similar discussion to this. Like,
right.
The more I talk with like-minded people who are creators on the internet, it develops new ideas. And although we kind of are talking in circles and talking about the same thing all the time, it's like therapeutic. It's really good for spawning new creativity. And that trip out there, filming with Chad and talking with Mark and everyone that we interacted with that trip, was like, it really feels like that changed. It kind of sparked something different in me where I wasn't necessarily making videos just for my audience and only doing request stuff, but having all of those conversations with so many different people in so many different industries, that changed my mind to do things for myself. Like, people might not watch everything that I put out, and that's fine, but I'm doing it because I love it and I enjoy it. So that trip to me just so happened to be right when we met. Like, that was really something that sort of like turned another page for me into everything that I'm doing now. And it was like, it was a killer trip, like super changing for everything that I'm doing right now.
Dude, that's like so encouraging to hear, because that's the only reason that Anthro exists. And like, so shout out to Trayvax for like believing and going after such an ambitious project based around, you know, human stories, and like based around actually like digging a little bit deeper into like who you are as a person and sharing that with people. But then like, for me, what I want to be doing with clients and on my own personal stuff is like hanging out with people like you and bringing them through an experience and walking them through their story and who they are, and hopefully inspiring them to do exactly what you just said. So like, to hear, because who knows, maybe I'll never actually grow a large audience. I think if I just keep doing it, it's more of a time thing and it will just take a long time and it'll happen at some point. But if I don't, if even I can come alongside people like you and just encourage them, you do have a big audience, that it can actually literally change culture if more people like you have those epiphanies. And it's like ever so slightly just changing kind of what you're doing. It's more of just like the mindset of changing that, like what you're saying, where it's like maybe some people don't really even notice it, but for you internally, one, it'll help you not like burn out. Two, it just like refocuses you to think about like why you do what you do and how it can be more meaningful for yourself. But it's like that's just so awesome. Like, I want so badly to just be doing trips. Like, I would love to just, I mean, we talked about this. I want to like take people like you and other YouTubers and Instagrammers and like bring them to third world countries and have them have this experience, and like me kind of bringing it along and sharing their story through that time and experience. But then they get to share that with their whole audience. And even if they never do a trip like that ever again, their life will always be changed from something like that. And they have a huge influence on hundreds of thousands of people sometimes, or tens to hundreds of thousands, some of them in the millions. Like, that would be awesome to take like the top tier people on trips like that and make a full experience out of it, document the whole thing. So not only is a one individual, like you and I are now actually friends. And it's like, that to me is more important than getting 10,000 followers, like having an actual relationship with another person. And so it's like, to be able to like pour into and encourage, and by, I'm just rambling now. I'm sure that all makes sense. Like, no, but yeah, that's super cool.
Like it, I mean, the connections, like I just said, like the connections we made on a trip like that, like we weren't doing anything really, well, I guess it was kind of out of the ordinary. Like we did a lot of really cool stuff that trip, but yeah, just something about that trip was like, it really changed my mind on a lot of different things. So
that's awesome. Okay. That would be an awesome way to end it, but I just like talking too much and I'm not going anywhere. I got all stuck at home.
Another 10 minutes, I think, on recording.
Sick. I think what I'd love to do is, because most people watching this are probably people who know you and they just want to hear more in depth from you, I would love to have you maybe like rapid fire, like what are the five top things that like your audience is asking you about right now in this, like you're on a road trip, but now you're at home, and other things too, like is your channel, what's going on, and all those things.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to rapid fire some questions at me and I'll try to answer them, and I'll throw in anything that I can think of.
Yeah.
Too.
If you can. Okay. So obviously the one, like what's up with the road trip with the quarantine and stay at home and all that. You're not on a road trip. What's going on?
Right. So the road trip was planned for this year. It's still technically on track. However, it's going to be thrown off soon. The initial plan was to do a warm-up lap around the Northeast states, which I did, and I was halfway through that when the quarantine thing started happening. So I sort of expedited the last part of it to come back to home in Pennsylvania. I planned on being here until mid to late April, and then I was gonna head south and west and do the rest of the country. But unfortunately, that's gonna be pushed off because obviously it is still technically on track. So if magically everyone gets better tomorrow and things start opening up again, I'm still gonna leave on time, but yeah, it'll probably get postponed. It's still gonna happen, 100% still going to happen. It just got delayed a little.
Sweet. Still happening, just postponed.
Yeah.
So then as we're all stuck at home for at least like the next month, what does that mean for your content? Like what can people be expecting? Does it change anything for you? Because you can do a lot of the stuff you do alone, right?
Yeah, so unfortunately, it's going to be a lot of like product reviews and stuff like that, which I still enjoy making them from time to time. And people, like there's a portion of my audience that they only watch stuff like that. So that's cool. I planned on being home for like 3 to 4 weeks after that warm-up lap, which I'm into like week two of it now, and I'm cranking out videos. Like I'm making videos every single day pretty much, and I'm stockpiling them to push out more in the future. So yeah, it's gonna be a lot of products and just kind of like hangout talks and stuff like that. It does throw a wrench into the mix because I wanted to do more like daily in the life, here's what it's like traveling around. Right. So I'm just gonna, I don't know, adapt and overcome. I'll find something to film because there's no shortage of content. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff to do.
Is there anything that is coming soon, maybe even in the next year or two, that you've never really shared with anybody that you could reveal to me right now?
There is. Is this going to actually make it on the podcast? Because I could reveal something.
Yeah, this is like, it would be there, so people would know, though okay, not many people. This is me being selfish right now. This will be the clickbaity part for my podcast.
Yeah. Oh, there is some good stuff.
Dang.
Man, what do I want to share though? I will share that I have a lot of product collaborations coming up soon.
Nice.
I'll just give this one. This one's pretty easy. Trayvax. I've done Trayvax product collaborations in the past, wallets, belts, and things like that. However, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. Well, I'm going to say it anyway.
Well,
I'm helping develop a new tool, which I've hinted on my channel in the past. I have a bunch of prototypes sitting in front of me. I'm actually staring at them right now. And it's something small, but it's really cool. And with the quarantine thing, I don't know when it's going to come to fruition, but hopefully it's sooner than later. And that's just one very small thing. I plan on doing a whole line with them because I love their company so much. Like, they're my favorite company ever. And outside of just that, I have a lot of other, even like way bigger product collaborations coming down the line soon. Again, I don't know when any of them will come to fruition because of the circumstances, but it'll be coming soon. I guess that's it.
That is all. Those are all the questions I can think of. Okay, well, I wanted to make this short, but I'm really bad at making things short. And I could keep talking I could talk for another hour, easy. But we should save
that. You're welcome to all the people watching for the free content.
Heck yeah. Check out some other ones that are on here. I'm going to do another one here soon with Chad. Get an update from that dude.
Yeah. Chad's all awesome.
Right. Well, that's it. I want to prolong the hanging up part, though. What is everyone else doing?
We can keep talking. We'll just stop the video. So thank you guys for listening and watching.
We're out. Peace.